Jerry Bader Show, 935. I've thrown a lot of things at you in the Donald Sterling story. I'm going to throw one more at you. Last week, or whenever, over the weekend, I guess, no, it was Monday. God, this story only started over the weekend, Matt. It feels like we've been talking about it for 3 weeks. Christian Schneider, writing in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, made a point that historically, senior citizens have gotten a pass on using racial epithets. We've often felt, well, you know, they're from another time. They don't understand that colored or worse is unacceptable. Well, why should they get a pass? Why should they? I mean, if you're 70 today, it's not like you were an adult in World War II. You know, things have changed a little bit. If you're 70 today, you were born in 1944. You're really a high-end baby boomer. And yet, I'll admit I've done it. Well, I'm not going to correct them. Because you just don't want to confront it. But I, you know, of all of the things I've thrown at you, I think the Mark Cuban, and by the way, Cuban made it clear he wasn't defending Sterling and finds him as repulsive as everyone else does. But he's wondering, can you really force someone to divest themselves of their property? And he did. He warned of the slippery slope. Then what? Homophobia? Denying global warming? Where does it stop? I think he asks an intriguing question. James on a cell. James, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hey, Jerry. I was wondering, I'm thinking Donald Sterling is probably laughing right now all the way to the bank, because what the NBA has done, and you can't really argue with what, I guess you can make some arguments with what Silver did, banning him for giving the lifetime ban and the $2.5 million fine.
Mm-hmm.
But they've just assured that once he decides to sell the team, it kind of gives him a guarantee. They're probably going to sell the team for about $700, $800 million, easy. Now, if he would have granted free agency to all the players and then forced Donald Sterling to fund, like fully fund all the contracts, that would have hit the sell price. It would have had a negative impact on the sell price.
Go ahead.
I think the NBA could have went a lot further, because nobody let the free market take care of it. I mean, nobody's going to go play for a guy like that anyway. So, I mean, let the market take care of it, then it pulls the price down. So whoever's the next buyer, once he decides to sell, is in a better position.
But obviously, that would be against their self-interest. You're right on all of that. The reason they're not doing it is because the Clippers are finally winners, and they're not going to screw that up now.
Well, I guess the reason why I say that, I'm jaded a little bit because I'm a Laker fan, and what happened was the NBA meddled in the Chris Paul, because the Lakers actually secured Chris Paul and the NBA nixed it. So maybe I'm coming from a different place. But
well, no, actually, what you're saying is absolutely right, James. Thanks a lot for the call. If they really wanted to punish Sterling, they could impose rules that would devalue his franchise to where somebody could get it for a song. Well, they're not going to do that. Because, see, that's what's quirky about all the major league sports, about all the major sports leagues. Yes, they're individual businesses, but not really. Not really. At the end of the day, the business we're talking about is the NBA. Suppose an owner of a McDonald's franchise did this. Would McDonald's Corporation try to make his restaurant worthless, or would they just try to take his franchise from him? They could probably more easily do that. I'm sure there are rules when it comes to holding an NBA franchise, and he probably knew those. But James did make an interesting point. Mary on a cell. Mary, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Good morning, Jerry. I agree with everything Mark Cuban said, regarding he does have the right. And I brought it up this morning at work with a group of us, and they just couldn't get that through their head that this is America, there is a Constitution, he he does. They couldn't see that he does have the right to say it. And I was agreeing. I said, he is abhorrent. It's terrible. What he said is extremely racist, and he has everything coming to him. You know, he deserves everything that's coming his way. But they just couldn't get it that he has the right. And I said, when your speech gets regulated for everything you say, I said, you watch then.
The part of Cuban's comments with which I most agree is, you know, and that's the point. You've hit the nail on the head, Mary. Everybody's going to agree, not everybody, but 99% of Americans are going to agree that he deserves whatever has coming to him, that he's just an obnoxious human being. But is being obnoxious, which is such a nebulous term, is that a reason to be able to force you to give up something, although he'll increase his wealth in doing so? Thanks a lot for the call. To Clayton on a cell. Clayton, go ahead.
Yeah, the scariest part to me in all this is if we're going to start talking about taking people's personal property away because of an opinion, there are lots of other opinions that become taboo at different points. I mean, abortion on either side of that issue, gay marriage. I mean, are we just going to start forcing, if they say something that's not in the mainstream, we're going to start taking their personal property away? That's a hugely dangerous principle to even think to step into.
Well, I thought James made a good point a couple of calls ago, Clayton, because they're not taking it away. They're forcing him to divest himself, and he's going to enrich himself in doing that. But the NBA really could have punished him financially by making his franchise virtually worthless to the point where then he would want to sell it. And maybe Mark Cuban's comments would be more apropos if that had happened. I guess the NBA can tell anybody, look, we don't want you to be part of our club. You know, they certainly have the right to do that. Absolutely.
Right. I understand them punishing him completely, and they have the right, if they're part of some organization, to punish them. But I hear people and see it on Facebook, people, they should take the team away. That the fact that that attitude is out there, that people think that should even be something anybody can do, is horrific, I think. It's very scary.
Clayton, thanks a lot for the call. To Kevin on the road. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, here's my opinion on this. First of all, we're all Americans, regardless of our race or color, yep, or whatever. And second of all, what law did he actually break? Last I checked, this is America, and we're a free country. We're allowed to say what we want, wherever we want, without reprisal, short of breaking a law or committing a crime.
I'm going to disagree with you on this, in this regard. Without reprisal from the government, but those with whom you associate can choose to disassociate with you based on things they find repugnant.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I mean, he didn't break no law. He should not be forced to sell his business.
Well, but see, this is again where it gets tricky, because the business we're really talking about here is the NBA, and I'll go back to an analogy I used a few moments ago. If a McDonald's franchisee holder did this, Kevin, the corporation would make sure they didn't own that restaurant.
All right. Now we're in the NBA laws, rules and regulations for owning a team. Does it state that you can't say racist remarks?
Well, and I'm not
defending the guy.
No, I got you. And I don't know that it does. And that's where I think I'm not really disagreeing with you, Kevin. I think it's a very, very difficult thing. Thanks a lot for the call. And that's where I think Mark Cuban's slippery slope point is a very good one. Because if we're going to say you can't be part of this club on something which we all agree, or again, 99% of America, but most Americans agree the guy is not someone you'd want to associate with, I think that's what I always say about racists. Go ahead and show what you really are. Now I know. But what happens is the media then puts John Roberts in with him and suggests that affirmative action and realizing affirmative action isn't needed anymore makes you Donald Sterling. But it is, when we decide, okay, well, we all agree that what you said was repugnant, so we're going to punish you, where does that stop then? Al on the road. Al, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show. Nope, Al didn't hang around. So to Kevin in Howard. Kevin, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to say I have an opinion. I'm a black man who lives in Wisconsin, and what I want to say is pretty much what the head of the NBA is doing is, have you ever heard the old saying, what's good for the goose is good for the gander? He has to show that this is not acceptable at all. So whatever he has to do to show that is what he has to do. If he has to ask this guy to sell his franchise, then that's what he has to do, just to show that he doesn't condone what he said. I mean...
But now, and Kevin, I agree with that, but I think an earlier caller, James, I believe it was, made a good point. If the NBA was going to be completely honest about this, then why didn't they use punitive economic sanctions to make his franchise almost worthless before he sold it?
I mean, because it's about zero tolerance. I mean, no tolerance. We don't want you to, we're not going to try to make you suffer. We're just going to get rid of you.
Yeah, okay, thanks a lot for the call. I'm not, but I think, okay, but I think real zero tolerance would have been, okay, before you sell, we're going to make you lose your butt. That's the way, that's my thought. It's 9:46.